Hello and welcome to the WebCERN Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Facebook is increasing its focus on video. Almost 80% of Swedes now shop on mobile devices, and Twitter has backtracked on its recent anti-harassment rules. Facebook has announced a video app that looks to help the company rival YouTube. The app will be available to people with Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, or a Samsung Smart TV, and will mean that Facebook videos will soon be available to be watched on television sets. The move reflects a recent shift to promote video on its platform after a move to pay video content creators on Facebook, as well as increased advertising of its new Facebook Live broadcasting feature. However, it's not been announced how Facebook plans to monetize the new feature, as the company currently makes most of its revenue from advertising. If it plans to do the same with video and offer content for free, it could threaten subscription video services such as Netflix and Amazon. Meanwhile, Facebook also announced that videos on users' news feeds would now play audio on video automatically. The change is set to happen before the end of the year after what it called positive feedback to the idea. Publishers will now no longer need to subtitle their video content, as has become the trend since most videos were watched but not listened to. The number of Swedish mobile e-commerce shoppers has risen to 79%. The data released by CooperNation showed that more users now shop on mobile devices, whilst 6 out of every 10 mobile users are women. Nordic Managing Director at CooperNation also added that this has led to an increase in sales on events such as Black Friday, which doubled its sales in 2016 compared to the previous year. Overall, the country's e-commerce market grew by 11% in 2016, reaching nearly 11 billion euros. Twitter has gone back on its recent announcements to launch updates to help curb online harassment. Part of the change was that users would no longer be notified if they were added to another user's list. However, it was reported by TechCrunch that being added to a list could be harassment, as they are publicly available, so could be used by groups to harass the accounts on a particular list. According to the company, it was user feedback which initiated the backtrack after the changes were announced in a tweet a few days ago. Twitter's Ed Ho said that it was a misstep and thanked people for the feedback. American banks are beginning a nationwide test of contactless ATM machines. JP Morgan Chase, who have more ATMs in the US than any other bank, have launched technology in 4 test cities that will allow consumers to withdraw money using their smartphones. Of the bank's total 18,000 machines, the technology has been installed on 6,000 of them and has been activated for use on several hundred ATMs in Miami and San Francisco. Similar technology is also said to be in the pipeline for both Bank of America and Wells Fargo, who have both stated that they wished to introduce cardless withdrawals before the end of the year. Wells Fargo's head of ATM said of the new technology that it was about having the choice, and that if a card is left at home, chances are you still have your smartphone to hand. And finally, Amazon has been granted a patent by the US Patent and Trademark Office to deliver packages by drones, which would then drop parcels from a height. The patent includes details that suggest that a drone would release the item before monitoring its fall to make sure it did not hit objects on the way down. If it was to be blown off course, a radio signal would inform the package to release a parachute compressed air or landing flap. This comes after worries that having a drone land on a customer's property could result in dangerous collisions with people, pets, and other objects. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us. And be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.